Welcome back to the Mastering Energy Medicine podcast. I am Beth Manning. I am a psychic healer, and I'm so happy that you're here today. It's been a beat. It's been a hot minute since the last episode, and I want to kind of catch you guys up with what's been going on because I feel like the focus of the podcast has expanded a little bit. And it's because I've expanded a little bit. And I'm sure it's not a surprise that this is a big time of growth and healing and changing direction and really saying, what the heck do I want from my life? And, you know, how can I start to achieve these things? And then very, very much stepping into the fear of doing these things. And of starting to get glimpses of your bigger purpose. So that's kind of where I've been at. I was away for a week in Arizona. I'm in a master psychic mastermind right now. And we were meeting and really doing a lot of the healing around these questions of purpose and stepping into our power, using our unique abilities that, you know, we are here to use and to help people heal with. And it was really just an eye-opening and incredibly vulnerable experience. I will admit that I struggle with emotions sometimes. I still struggle to go deep, sometimes deep enough to process the things that I need to get to. So it's nice to have other healers around. It's nice to have a facilitator who can help me get to those levels. And, you know, there was a lot of crying. There was a lot of really having big realizations and, you know, just moments of clarity. And it was just a really, really powerful experience to be healing with a group of women. So I could go on and on about that, but it was just really tapping into that divine feminine as well. And it really helped me to see how I can start to be a leader in more of a feminine energy and really starting to tap into that and step into that. So a few of the things that came up for me when I was at this retreat, one was that I have this amazing modality that I channeled. So this specific way of working, the specific energy that I am meant to work in, and it's called grid light healing. And it's this very high frequency light, this energy that can help rebalance the entire body. It can work on individual cells, reprogramming cells, and even reprogramming thoughts. It's just really incredible what it can do. I've been using it with a lot of my clients lately, as well as on myself. And it has this incredible ability to shift pain and to really work on specific areas of the body as well. So it's like an overview, like a tool that can really be used to help balance the spine and help balance the hips and really like work on the gait and things like that. But then also down to the cellular level, the muscular level, really working on tissues, inflammation. So I've been doing a lot of that kind of work, and this retreat really helped me to see that I absolutely love healing work and I love teaching as well. I love doing both, but I'm seeing that I really want to expand on the healing work and really helping people, especially with this grid light therapy, because we're really entering this time when the frequency of the earth, the vibration, this energy that's all around us, this universal energy that's affecting us every day, it's being elevated, it's being raised. So it's sort of like when anything raises, it's like a magnet, we have to raise up to meet it. And if our bodies aren't ready to raise, if our vibration is lower, or we're carrying all kinds of, you know, trauma and hurt from the past and this heavy energy, it's going to weigh us down and we're going to be resistant to this natural upward pull. And the problem is that when the body gets too far out of alignment, too far out of balance, is when we start to get sick. We start to have, even before we have a diagnosis, when you just know that something is off, when your vitality is low, when you're having trouble sleeping or more anxiety, those are just signs that your body, something is not right. And the more and more that the world changes, that, and there's going to be an even bigger shift as we get toward the fall, the more out of alignment that we are with this, the more that we're unable to do the healing and raise our energy, the more that we are going to feel it in our bodies, and our bodies are going to break down. And we have the absolutely most advanced medicine out there right now, but these are energetic issues, and medicine isn't going to solve them. So I'm really seeing the call to really step up as a healer and help people who are having these issues, because when I look back on my own life, on really what got me into this work, and that's what I really want to talk about in the podcast today, was something that my higher self said to me, and that's that you can't heal what you conceal. So it's this idea that, you know, Western medicine is, and a lot of the ways that we treat the body, treat pain, is very much in our conscious energy of what's going on. You know, your back hurts, your knee hurts, your neck hurts. Okay, we're going to go to that area. There's a specialist for that. We're going to address the physical, right? We can go to a therapist and we can talk about something, but that's not necessarily releasing this energy. So a lot of times we're on this very conscious level of working, but the problem is it's like we're a circle, and part of us is, if you can picture like a little part of the bottom of that circle, is detached from us because it's below our awareness. It's all these things. It's our energy. It's things that are off with our spirit, with our soul, places that need healing. It's our emotional dysregulation. It's the limiting beliefs that we keep thinking that keep landing us in the same place over and over and over again. But yet we keep addressing the things that we think it is, and the things that we heard, you know, cured our uncle who had the same problem, or our best friend. But medicine needs to be more individual. And that's where your energy comes in. And that's the piece that so many people are missing when they're looking to heal, is that we're getting in this root of Western medicine of treating, you know, what we can put our finger on. But it's often the thing that we can't put our finger on, that we don't even really know about. That's the thing that is hiding below the surface. It's kind of like we're working in the light, and there's a dark area that needs the light turned on so that we can start to integrate it into the whole. Because that's part of you too. We just don't see it. And it's keeping us from being a whole. We'll always be that circle with that piece missing until we start to see this stuff. So we can't heal what we conceal. And this, I feel like, is so relevant to my story, because for years I had chronic tension headaches, I had stomach pain, digestive issues, food intolerances, plantar fasciitis, hip pain, hamstring pain. I mean, you name it. It was like a game of whack-a-mole in my body. It was like one symptom would feel a little bit better, then it would lead to another. And you know, this all started happening within a few years after my dad passed. And I was 9 years old when he passed, and I really didn't cry much. My mom took me to therapy and stuff, but I didn't feel like I could really open up. I didn't want to bother anybody with my feelings. I didn't want to feel like I was burdening them or being too much, or like, if I started crying, what would happen? Would I be able to stop? Would people think I was out of control? It was just on and on and on and on, right? Like, lots of anxiety as well. And I went to doctors. I went to specialists, neurologists, therapists, acupuncturists, physical therapists. I mean, you name it, I tried it. And nothing really provided more than short-term relief. And I could feel how closed I was. You know, I could feel that there was just so much stuff buried down within myself. And even the neurologist said, you know, I don't see anything wrong with you. I think this is all stress-related. But, you know, it's like we say stress-related, and what does that mean? Like, I need to sit and breathe more. I need to take more walks. Like, you know, that stuff is great, but it doesn't really get to the depth of what's actually going on. And I remember the final person that I had been going to see was a chiropractor that I really respected. She was, like, really well-known with athletes. She was, like, the go-to person. Apparently, she knew everything. You know, it was that kind of attitude. Like, you could feel that, like, oh, she's helped so many people. And she and I worked together for a few months. And then I remember one day she said to me, I'm so sorry, but I don't think I can help you. Like, you're not getting better. You're getting worse. I don't really know what else to try. I think the best thing to do is refer you to a pain management specialist. And I was 30 years old at that time. I was an athlete. I was certainly not broken, right? But I felt very broken at that time. And just very much in this, like, victim energy of, you know, who's going to help me? Who's going to save me? You know, what do I do next kind of thing? Just tell me what to do. And that was the point where I met a few energy healers. And they each helped me in different ways. But that was the first time that I was really open to this work. And that was the first time that that I really let myself be more open and vulnerable. And through our work together, they really helped me to see how these emotions were still housed in my body. You know, I never really allowed myself to fully grieve from my dad's death. And my body was letting me know. My body was reminding me every day that, you know, hey, come on, like, let's let some of this go. What's, you know, but I just kept stuffing it down. So working with these energy healers was really the first time that I could start to go longer times without pain. My whole body started to feel lighter. You know, and this was, it's like energy work is not like a, you know, let's just do four sessions and it's good. You know, it was a little over time. It was this gradual healing and unwinding. And what I loved about it too was that I could do some and then kind of let things integrate and then go deeper. You know, there was always space to go deeper. There was always space to understand myself on a new level. And as I was healing and having these shifts, I was feeling shifts in my relationship, my friendships, you know, things with my husband felt easier, felt like the communication was better. Like, it was really affecting all aspects of my life. And then, you know, eventually I was able to eat dairy and gluten again. And it was like, you know, just this beautiful opening that was happening within myself. And this was, oh man, this was a long time ago, probably at least 10 years ago that this all had happened. And my higher self over the weekend, you know, said this to me: you can't heal what you conceal. And I knew it was a message for the collective, but I also knew it was a message for me. And I knew that I'd had another death recently. My dog passed, my beautiful soul dog. And it's been a very rough month of just a lot of sadness on that account. But I also can feel that her death is inviting me to go to a new level of grief around my dad and to really open up different aspects of that, yes, I've done a lot of healing, but I don't know if you've noticed this, but especially this year and a little bit last year too, it's like we're being asked to revisit things that we thought we already healed, that we thought were in the rearview mirror. And that can feel frustrating as hell when those things come up, especially if it's a body pain too, that it's like, no, I already dealt with this. You know, that was cleared. Why is this back? And the thing is that it's not like we failed at our healing the first time. It's not like, that didn't work. The thing is that you're a different person now. You're a higher consciousness being. You are on a different level. And you're being asked to look at that situation, that energy, from this higher level of knowing that you have now. So it's almost like the first time that you dealt with that situation. You know, when I originally did all that healing around the grief from my dad's death, it was almost like I was a first grader. And now I'm like a fourth grader, right? Like I'm doing a higher level of work. I'm building on what I already know in order to go deeper. And I'll tell you, it's definitely, you know, not easy work. But because I did all the work I did before and really laid the foundation for a lot of the healing that I did, it's going a lot faster and not lingering so much. And I feel like I'm able to move a lot of energy now and not feel wiped out for a long time, to be able to come back from it, to be able to feel these noticeable shifts in my body. So it's almost like, you know, the more we practice this releasing, this healing, this letting go, it's like the stronger we become and the better we become at doing this process. And it feels lighter and less cumbersome. And I have to say, I almost look forward to the healing because I know how much better I'm going to feel. Like I will instantly feel so much lighter, have so much more clarity, so much more connection to my guides, to source, to energy, because I'm clearing out all this like underbrush that's really preventing this new growth inside of me from happening. So I would love for you to think about where you're still concealing aspects of yourself, aspects of the past, you know, things that are asking to be looked at that maybe you're not even fully aware of yet, but maybe you have a glimpse of or a sense that something needs to be looked at a little deeper or shifted or healed. And I would love for you to think about how you can start to be more whole. You know, what's missing when you think about your health on the emotional, the mental, the physical, the energetic, and the spiritual aspects? Because that's what healing is about bringing balance to all five of those aspects, especially, you know, if we break it down into three, it's the mind, the body, and the soul. Really treating them all with the same reverence, with the same intention of understanding where healing is asking to happen, and understanding, sometimes even getting help with seeing the things that we cannot see in ourselves, so that we can start to integrate those pieces on such a bigger level and start to bring balance and alignment to ourselves as a whole. So that as the energy in the world shifts, that we're not struggling to catch up, that we're not, that our body is not being forced into this new energy so much that it can't hold it and sustain it, and that it breaks down and causes pain, disease, illness inside of ourselves. Because I would much rather heal before I'm forced to heal. And if you would like help with this, I'm offering some grid light sessions right now for 50% off. I will put the link in the show notes. Or if you're just curious, if you're wondering more about this work, if it can help you, what to expect, any questions that you have, feel free to drop me a line and we can see if this is a good fit for you. So I'll put that link in the show notes as well. And I want you to just really think about that. What are you concealing? What can't you heal because it's being concealed? And thank you so much for listening today. I would love for you to share this podcast with a friend, a family member, anyone you feel like would benefit from hearing this. And I would also love a review, a rating. It helps more people see this podcast. And thank you so much for listening to Mastering Energy Medicine.